My guest on Book Notes this month is South African writer Lauren Beaucus, who has just come out with her latest book. It's called Afterland. And reviewing it in the New York Times, Stephen King said, Lauren Beaucus's fifth novel is a smartly written thriller that opens with a satisfying bang, splendid. And it's such a pleasure to be on the line to Cape Town with Lauren. It's wonderful to welcome you to Baltimore, albeit remotely, Lauren. Thanks for being there.
Thanks so much, Judith.
Your book, in many ways, is one that is kind of ripped from the headlines as we find ourselves now. Just give us a quick premise of your book.
So it's a kind of neo-noir chase novel across America, which has been very radically transformed by a pandemic. But this pandemic specifically targets men. So it's killed 99% of the male population in the world. And Cole and her son Miles are on the run from some very bad people, women, who want to get their hands on him, who have their own agendas for Miles. But he's 12 years old and his mom just wants to get him somewhere where they can be safe in the world. And she just wants to go home.
So I was browsing through your lovely website, laurenbeaucus.com, and I came across this quote from you: ideas develop like Polaroids in my head. I always know my beginnings and my endings. What I'm curious about is just looking at the descriptions of the books that have come out so far. We've got cyberpunk, dystopian, science fiction, time traveling, suspense, your latest one, post-apocalyptic. What draws you to that sort of alternative universe as a writer?
I like playing with genre because it allows me to explore big ideas and ask these kind of big what ifs. Usually it's just kind of one big fundamental thing about the world, like, you know, the absence of men. It's a way of allowing me to talk about the issues that I'm passionate about or angry about, and to kind of look at reality through this distorting lens, which might actually help us see reality more clearly. I think a lot of us have issue fatigue, especially when it comes to things like gender-based violence. So to be able to tell a story about a time-traveling serial killer, for example, which was The Shiny Girls, and use that as a way of exploring how we talk about violence against women with this very catchy hook and this kind of thriller narrative, is something which works for me.
So based in Cape Town as you are, tell me about writing about being in America, because this novel is grounded absolutely in this country here.
It is. I wanted that broader canvas to kind of look at bigger issues. And of course, America is very prevalent in the cultural imagination. And I think there are a lot of issues in America which resonate with South Africans. And some of the politics which are happening in America right now are very scary and very interesting. You know, from migrant children being kept in cages, which is something that Cole worries about for Miles. And in fact, they are imprisoned in a luxury cage, through the Black Lives Matter protests to kind of nationalism. And of course, those are all things that we've also seen and are relevant in South Africa as well. But it just gives me a broader canvas to be able to kind of explore those ideas.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to award-winning and internationally best-selling South African author Lauren Beaucus. Her latest book, called Afterland, has just been published in America by Mulholland Books. And if you want to find out more, you can go to Lauren's website, which is laurenbeaucus.com. I'll spell that. It's B-E-U-K-E-S. Such a pleasure to speak with you, Lauren. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Baltimore.